This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Dan Savage of Savage Love and the Savage Lovecast, and you are listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only LGBTQIA+ community radio station.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. The man hoping to become Victoria's next premier has committed to a raft of LGBTI law reforms, including legalising gay adoption and winding back the previous government's changes to anti-discrimination law. The Labor leader Daniel Andrews also promised to expand the Safe Schools initiative to every public school across Victoria and to eliminate Section 19A of the Crimes Act, which criminalises HIV-positive men. The election is set for November 29, and the LGBTI vote is crucial in a number of key races like the seat of Prahran in Melbourne South. This is the opposition leader speaking to Joy 94.9.
I don't think saying to Victorians that you can discriminate against anyone for any reason is the sort of Victoria that I want to lead. I very much want to be the first Premier of this state to be at Pride, because that'll be an important milestone and it'll send a signal just that we are again the progressive capital of our nation.
Staying in Victoria now, and the city of Casey has killed a motion to ban the council's work with the same-sex attracted and gender-diverse communities. The councillor behind the motion, Rosalie Cristani, is running as a candidate in the state election for the far-right-wing Rise Up Australia Party. Here's Cristani speaking to ABC Melbourne's John Fain.
You call it, if you want, publicity stunt, but this is actually...
Well, I am. The timing is beyond coincidence.
In breach of the Equal Opportunity Act is what I'm trying to prevent a council. By excluding the heterosexual community, which this sort of diversity training does...
Well, as details came to light, the City of Casey Deputy Mayor Louise Berkelman spoke to gay and lesbian radio station Joy 94.9's Dean Beck, who offered Miss Cristani LGBTI diversity training.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. It definitely would.
We would happily help facilitate that training if she requires.
Yes, I'm sure there would be a lot of people that would, and it would make total sense. But unfortunately, you can't change an individual's view.
Dean Beck also spoke to City of Casey Mayor Mick Morland, who has reaffirmed the council's support of the queer community.
What happened was that the motion was put to council. There was no seconder, so no one supported her motion, and the motion lapsed on the floor, so it didn't go any further.
Senior Liberal MP Don Harwin last week joined the handful of openly gay New South Wales parliamentarians after he came out in his Christmas message to the parliament. Harwin became emotional as he referenced his private struggles with his sexuality and noting how far society has come in supporting lesbian and gay rights.
The house-sharing website Airbnb has removed a Hobart listing which states they were not willing to accommodate for gay, lesbian and bisexual guests. Airbnb, which is growing in popularity around the world, allows users to list their homes for short-term stays. But after this offensive listing was brought to light, the website pulled it. Australian Marriage Equality's Rodney Croom has praised Airbnb for taking swift action, saying the listing is just as offensive and illegal as one which would say no blacks or no Asians.
Perth's GLBTI community is recovering from an epic Pride Fest where the 25th anniversary of diverse sexuality is being officially celebrated in the city. The 9 days of festivities culminated in the Pride Parade through the streets of Northbridge, with many attendees winding up at Perth's premier gay bar, The Court. This year marked the 25th anniversary of a protest rally outside the WA Parliament that resulted in the formation of Pride WA, an organisation that represents the interests of the GLBTI community.
As the world stopped to mark the 16th annual Transgender Day of Remembrance, the Europe-based Trans Murder Monitoring Project has released figures showing 226 trans people were murdered in the past year. The project does monitor killings from around the world, but has warned many hate crimes go unreported. The project also found most trans murders were committed in Brazil, Mexico, and Honduras.
The president of the African nation of Gambia has signed into law a bill imposing life sentences for what he calls aggravated homosexuality. The new law comes after President Jammeh instructed all lesbians and gays to leave the country in 2008 or risk being beheaded.
Briefly now in the United States, where Montana and South Carolina have become states number 34 and 35 to allow gay marriage after court rulings throughout state bans.
And now with the week's sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
IOC President Thomas Bach announced that orientation could be merged with Principle 6 of the Olympic Charter as one of the 40 recommended changes proposed last week. Organisations like GLAAD campaigned to have 6 amended during the Winter Games in Sochi due to Russia's anti-gay propaganda law. The IOC will vote on the new proposal in early December. And out basketballer Jason Collins is quitting the NBA at 35, 9 months after becoming the first openly gay man in pro sports. The Brooklyn Nets player says he was proud to do his part for gay rights and to be embraced by teammates and supporters.
Thanks, Tanya. And that's it for QNN for another week. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia. At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.